Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, across from a deli called Jazzy's.
Olha a luz do luar, marca o tempo no mar, tempo pra relembrar você.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer Bebel Gilberto is part of one of the most famous musical families in Brazil, which is really saying something if you know anything about Brazilian music. But Bebel was actually born right here in New York, and her music has embraced the sounds of both North and South America. Bebel has a new studio record coming out next month, her first in 5 years, and it'll be called Tudo, which means everything. Here is Bebel Gilberto with her band to play the title track for us, live on Soundcheck.
Madrugada inteira tão acesa quanto luzes a piscar, pra não lembrar, pra esquecer tudo. Como paradeiro o dia inteiro, travesseiro de pena, pra não lembrar, pra esquecer tudo. Tudo que nos prometeu de buscar virar o vento, tudo que agora nós sabemos, nosso tudo, qualquer hora. Madrugada inteira tão intensa quanto todas as luzes, pra reviver e se lembrar de tudo. A manhã inteira só me lembra de ontem à noite, eu e você, nosso momento, tudo, tudo que nós prometemos antes de virar o vento, tudo que agora inteira quanto todas as luzes piscando, pra reviver e esquecer de tudo. Como paradeiro o dia inteiro, travesseiro de pena, pra não lembrar, pra esquecer tudo.
That is Bebel Gilberto, the Brazilian singer and songwriter, with her band live here in the Soundcheck studio. And that song is called Tudo, which means everything in Portuguese. And it will be the title track of Bebel Gilberto's next record, which is due out next month. We're getting a preview of it here in the Soundcheck studio today with Bebel and her band. She's singing, of course, Leo Costa playing our drum kit, Masa Shimizu playing the guitar, Eduardo Bello playing the bass, John Raji playing the keyboards, Bebel, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. So, to do everything. I mean, there's a little bit of everything on this record. You sing in Portuguese, English, even a little French.
I can't believe it. I did that. How cute. Yes, there's a little bit of everything and also many ideas, songs from so long because it's been 5 years just to, you know, although I did the DVD in the middle, it's like, you know, the first album with new songs and, you know, whole new stuff. So It's a totally mixed feelings, everything album.
Yeah, so there was a DVD, what was it, like a concert DVD in
it
Rio,
was
a, right?
Yeah, concert DVD and also a tape DVD, but unfortunately it's not available here in U.S.
Uh-huh. But of the records of yours that are available here, it seems like everyone has a different kind of texture to it. You know, Tanto Tempo had the electronica, and then the record called Bebel Gilberto had more of a loungy Brazilian flavor to it. What about this one?
This one, I think it's really, literally everything. It's like, how can I say it? There is this Tanguet song, as we were talking right before we started here doing the sound check with you, which was a great idea brought by my producer, Mario Caldato. That's a song actually wrote by Luis Bonfá and Ana Maria Toledo.
But and people know the Stan Getz.
Oh, everybody knows the Stan Getz. Yeah. And also it was the first Brazilian song to be sampled by Jade Zilia. And, you know, and it was on the...
And it was sampled by Jay-Z, did
you say? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, Jay Dilla.
Oh, Jay Dilla. Yeah.
I always get confused as well. I was trying to see if Leo was there because Leo always correct me. But yeah, so it was, in fact, the first song to be sampled, and it was a big, big hit. Mm. And then I think I was the first one who actually recorded the whole song again. So that's a good thing. And also, yeah, there is Tout de Bleu, there is Areia, which is the song that we're going to play very soon for you too.
Which you wrote, right?
I wrote, yes.
Yeah, so there are covers, there are originals.
Oh, yes.
Some of the songs are standards from one country or another. And you go back and forth between Brazil and the U.S. a lot.
I do, yes, I do. And, I kind of think in Portuguese and English until today's day. And, oh, yes, and I just thought about the New Young song, which is a great
Harvest
thing too.
Moon,
yeah, Harvest Moon, which was another cover I did. And yeah, in the middle of so many new songs.
Let me ask you, Bebel, since you do go back and forth so much and we've just concluded the World Cup, were you in Brazil for any of that?
No, I was here.
Okay, all right.
Warming up for the show and to come and see you and all that. I knew Brazil was not going to win.
Well, but you know what? They put on a great World Cup. I mean, I know it was disappointing for fans of the national team, but, you know, after all the worry about what was going to happen, it turned out to be a great World Cup.
I'm glad you're saying that. It's so positive.
So have you, in the many years that you've been living here in New York, I mean, you basically moved back to the area in the early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen a big change in the way New Yorkers experience Brazilian music?
Absolutely. It's getting bigger and bigger, you know. It's amazing, actually, especially after I put my album out. So I saw the whole thing.
But you know what? It's not just we're hearing more of it. We're hearing different kinds of Brazilian music now. We're hearing maracatu. We're hearing
Absolutely.
Forró, you know, things that are not from Rio, but are from other parts of the country.
Absolutely. Chorinho. It just opened, I guess, you know. But I would say that it's really a Brazilian fever, and that's been going on since 2000, and it's just growing and growing and growing.
Well, I suppose you could say it goes all the way back to the 60s when Antonio Carlos Jobim recorded with Stan Getz and Frank Sinatra.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm just here making sure everyone...
Making sure that we don't forget it. And you mentioned this song, Areia. That means sand. Is this a celebration of the beaches of Rio?
It's like actually... it is a little more into like an intimate talk about how is your relationship when you are alone at the beach and you just, as I had, the idea of a song. So it's like, you know, a song that has been created if you were in the beach. And I describe a little bit the feeling of being floating in the sand and the sea and the love and the... passion and everything.
I wish we had that on video, what you just did with the head whipping all around. Very expressive. Bebel Gilberto is my guest on Soundcheck. You want to do the song for us?
Sure.
The band is here with her. The song is called Areia, which means sand, and you'll find it on her forthcoming record due next month called To Do Everything. Here once again, live on Soundcheck, Bebel Gilberto.
Devagarinho, vou saber o que tem neste chão. Se pisar, vou fundar, ou vou afundar, se não me molhar. Uma onda no meu pé. Sempre busquei na areia, na areia, na areia, ah, na areia, na areia, na areia, ah, neste grão que tão brotou. Esta areia que eu tanto quis rolar, que veio um grande grão e me espetou. Nesta areia que eu tanto quis deitar. Ah, se eu pudesse brincar e
really lovely. Bebel Gilberto and her band live on Soundcheck with a song called Areia, which means sand. The album is called To Do, means everything. It's coming out in August. Bebel is here with the band. And, you know, obviously, Bebel, lots of people know you as a singer, as a songwriter. Some of our younger listeners might know you as the bird Eva from the Rio films, Rio and Rio 2, the animated movies. What was that like?
Oh, that was amazing because I finally played an old bird.
Is that something you'd always wanted to do, is play an old bird?
No, it's just because I'm an old bird, but I pretend that I'm an early one, you know. But anyway, yeah, it's a bird that has 17 little birds, and she wants to sing, and she wants to go to Brazil badly. And she's very bossy, and she takes care of her husband that actually is the guide for the other birds to get to know Brazil better and the second film as they go to the Amazon.
Uh-huh. So does anyone ever recognize your voice?
Yes,
from,
they did.
From the films?
From the old lady, yes, they did. And they wrote me, and it was very fun. Actually, I was very, very happy to be recognized, although I'm making a very different voice, because I have to be, like, you know, very bossy and crazy, and I have to sing off-key.
And you, Bebel, are not bossy or crazy in the least, right?
Of course I am. But I don't sing off-key, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Okay. Well, now, you know, you grew up with music in the home. You know, your father, João Gilberto, pioneer of bossa nova. Your mom, Miúcha,
yes.
Sang with the great Antonio Carlos Jobim. So were people like, you mentioned Stan Getz before, were people like Stan Getz and Tom Jobim, were these just people who came by when you were a kid and just kind of knew them growing up?
Actually, I lived with Stan Getz for a few years when my father was still living here in New York, me and my mother. So I got to know all the family, beautiful people, and, you know, Stan, Monica, Beverly, Pamela, David, all the ones that I still, Nick, remember the names.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're in contact. We haven't been in contact. I should try to reach out to them. But it was very spectacular because they were living in this big mansion in upstate New York. Yeah, and okay. It was amazing. And Tom Jobim was a great, great creative person that I met in Brazil as well. Chico Buarque.
Chico Buarque is your uncle, so that's family. You would expect that you'd know him.
But. Yes, and he's my mother's brother, too,
right.
And all that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that you cover some of the songs by these people, that makes sense. How did you come to the Neil Young cover?
That was a good one. Yeah, actually, I was invited to do a tribute to him. And I always loved Harvest Moon, so I picked that song and I decided to play. And also, before, the song was featured in the soundtrack of Eat, Pray, and Love. And Samba da Benção came right before the Harvest Moon. So that was also a kick in my head. I was like, I should do it. And then I finally got to do Harvest Moon. And, you know, then I record it and in a different mood. And
right.
I think it's beautiful.
It's a great song, and as with most great songs, it, you know, is still a great song, even with a very different treatment of it.
I'm glad you still say that. Yeah. I just hope Neil Young likes it.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't heard from him. I think he doesn't like it. I'm very nervous about it.
Well, he'll get to hear it, I guess, when everyone else does then, which is when the album Tudo comes out next month in August. Bebel Gilberto and her band have been playing here in the Soundcheck studio. And Bebel, it's always great to see you. It's a really fine record. Looking forward to the release next month.
Thank you very much.
'Cause I'm still in love with you. I want to see.
Take Soundcheck with you wherever you go with the all-new WNYC mobile app. Download it for free from wnyc.org/mobile.